President Xi Jinping will attend a China-Germany-European Union leaders meeting today. The video meeting also involves German Chancellor Angela Merkel, European Council President Charles Michel, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the country hopes to strengthen coordination on the next major diplomatic agendas between China and Europe. With more on this, we spoke to adjunct professor Ivo Ganchev with Beijing Union University. What are some of the shared responsibilities for China and the EU in the post-pandemic era?
China and the EU have a number of shared responsibilities. So, first of all, both of them are responsible for their own recovery. So, we hope that their own people and businesses will be able to get back to normal as soon as possible. And the second type of responsibility that China and the EU have is to each other. Trade activity between them is worth over €1 billion per day, as these are two hugely important trading partners. And each side knows that allowing this trade relationship to develop and to flourish is important for their economic development. So in this sense, China and the EU are to some extent interdependent and partially responsible for each other's economic recovery. And finally, both sides have a responsibility to the international community, which in the current context comes in the form of defending existing international institutions and the system of multilateral dialogue and mechanisms and cooperation that we've set up.
What's your take on the prospects for cooperation in areas such as the digital economy and innovation?
If we look at the development strategies of both China and the EU, I think we'll figure out that there's no doubt on each side that the digital economy is the way forward and that it will create tremendous economic growth in the years to come. From the Chinese side, I think there's a lot of hunger for innovation, and establishing joint projects with Europe will, of course, facilitate the faster and more efficient growth and development of new products and projects, because as we know from history, an international environment facilitates innovation, especially in the digital world. And from the European side, I think there's actually a lot to learn from China. China has been a great success story, especially when it comes to the implementation of the digital economy. China has been tremendous in terms of taking great ideas to the market. And this is something that we need to learn from in Europe, and we need to make sure that we can do this as well.
That was Ivo Ganchev with Beijing Union University talking about the upcoming video conference between Chinese, German, and EU leaders.